Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of your land and buildings, here's Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
I'm real good. Any advice for us before we get rolling?
I wish I could explain this weather, but we're still short water. So, and we're entering that time of the year. I've been preaching it. Trees and shrubs are going to not enjoy going into winter without a full belly of some water. So make sure you get those watered.
Yeah, that's my first question on the text line. Please ask Bob, when should we stop watering the lawn in the fall?
After the first, well, when the temperature's cool, you know, the temperatures, the activity is going to stop when the soil temperatures get around 50 degrees. You might be at 50 degrees and not have a frost. Otherwise, I'd say the first frost, you can knock it off because it's going to. There's no more top growth after that.
Well, we got temperatures in the 60s and 70s for the next 10 days, so I should continue to. If my lawn, I guess it depends on what you want. If you don't want to water your lawn and pay that money, you don't have to. But if you do water
That's right.
your lawn, it will continue to grow and prosper, right, Bob?
Until it cools off, yes, exactly. And then a lot of, like you said, a lot of people don't want to pay, but I'm going to advise people if your lawn is relatively new, like less than a year old or a year old, you definitely want to keep it watered because those roots are still not down to the 6-inch level where they should be.
And what's the temperature? I should not have to worry about it anymore because it's going to quit trying anyway?
Soil temperature is at 50.
Yeah.
So if you have air temperatures in the 50s, the soil cools off pretty quickly.
All right. So 50s. Is that overnight or the daytime high you're talking about there? Consistent 50s you're talking about?
Consistent 50s.
Oh, well, that's going to get us. I'll bet you Halloween's in 3 weeks. I'll bet that's going to get us into November.
I remember having plowable snow on Halloween.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I was thinking about that,
too. It could change quickly.
Okay, more questions for Bob Bertog. 312-981-7200. We've already got some phone calls. Let's just jump in on some of the phones, too. Well, Steve, did we answer your question? What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you guys for what you do. My yard has never looked this beautiful. Bob, I just dropped my lawnmower, cut the grass, just one notch. I got it fertilized and weed killer put down on it, and then I aerated it. When can I start watering?
Immediately.
Okay.
Once that herbicide dries, once the herbicide dries, it's rain fast, and you can start watering.
Oh, it's his concern that he was going to wash it away? I mean, you do want it to get into the roots and all that, right?
Well, once it sticks to the plant, and then it translocates relatively quickly through the plant,
the
weed killer.
Yeah.
The fertilizer won't activate until it does get watered. That'll just sit there.
So go ahead and water right now, huh?
Yep.
Hey, Bob Bertog, I've got a lawn problem. I mow my grass at 3 inches. Half of my lawn stands up and it can be mowed. The other half lies down, and my mower won't lift it to cut it, and it is therefore 5 to 6 inches long. So I tried my neighbor's electric mower with the same results. I believe I water sufficiently, and the grass is green and fairly thick. What is my problem? Bob, if I may, I would suggest to this guy that he get a mixture of water and Viagra, and he spray it on that half of the lawn. Never mind.
I've never heard of such a product. It sounds like actually what's going on there is you have two different types of grass.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
You have like a creeping fescue, which stays lower to the ground. And then if you have blue grasses or perennial rye, those stand tall. And, you'd be able to tell probably be a different shade of green as well.
I've got
patches. Without seeing it, I'm just spitballing without looking at it.
You know, I go to the law. I have not consistently bought the same kind of grass seed. I know that. So now I've got different kinds of texture, size, color, grass in my lawn. I don't love that. But I guess the only solution would be to dig out the grass I don't want and put in the other kind of seed, right?
Right.
I don't want to do that. But, I mean, eventually, if you've got this one kind of limp grass here, that's weird. I mean, you ought to be able to mow it one way or another, Bob.
It sounds like there could be something else going on. It could be too much shade, and then it's flopping over because usually the grass will grow toward the sun. It could be a variety of things.
Send me a picture, 847, and we'll see what we can do for you. In the meantime, Bob, when is the latest date to top dress my yard? Latest date.
Well, we talked about this last week. That window's closing pretty quickly here, about October 15th. But then again, it's supposed to be 85 on Friday. So, you know, it's going to extend that window another week. But then if you can't get it done now, we talked about the dormant overseeding, doing it after Thanksgiving when we know the seed's not going to germinate. And then it'll just sit over winter and then with the spring rains and melting snow, if we have snow, that seed should germinate in the spring, March.
If you missed that, the idea was that when it gets cold enough, the seed isn't going to germinate. So even though it sounds crazy to put it down in November, go ahead and aerate the lawn. You can put the seed down, and then it'll just wait until the spring when we get the snow and the rain and the warmer temperatures, and it'll pop up. I kind of like that, Bob.
It's pretty popular, especially in heavily wooded areas. Like if you have a lot of shade trees, it's really hard to seed right now because all the leaves are starting to drop, and then you go to blow the leaves, and then you're disturbing the seed bed. So a lot of people wait until all the leaves are down, they clean it all up, they've cut their lawn to 2 inches, and then they do the dormant overseeding.
Talking to Bob Bertog, Bertog Landscape Company. Hey, John, for your information, predicted highs in the 50s for the next 3 days and next week. I'll look at my phone. Not that that's perfect, but by and large, the next 10 days, we're going to have seasonally warm temperatures, right, Bob? Isn't that what you're seeing?
That's what my weather service is saying, yes, seasonally warm.
My lawn was just aerated and overseeded. They want me to water it every day for a month. If daytime highs start averaging 50s, should I stop watering then?
I wouldn't do it for a month, but the whole key to the watering for new seed is to keep it moist until it germinates. Then when it germinates, you can go from doing it every day or twice a day, so if it's this warm, to once a day, and then you can start tapering it to every other day and try and finish out the season with that. But if you normally would water one section for an hour, do it for only 15, 20 minutes. You don't want the seed sitting in water, but you want to just keep it moist.
Should I hold off applying Winter Guard fertilizer because of the lack of rain?
The fertilizer will not be activated until it gets moisture. But a lot of times these winterizers, they tell you, again, I'm a big proponent of reading the directions. So see, some people let it sit all winter and then it activates from melting snow. There's a bunch of different products. Depends if you're putting down 4 applications of fertilizer a season or 5. There is a 5-step program that some people put down a winterizer in late November.
Yeah, but I mean, and by the way, I'm not an advocate of reading the labels. I just do what feels right. But if you did put down some fertilizer, Bob, and it needed to get wet, couldn't you just water it? Just sprinkle the water on the lawn, and that would be enough without rain, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be enough. And usually when we fertilize, we leave with the instructions that says either with your next scheduled watering or the next rainfall. I got to believe we're going to get some rain sooner or later here. Actually, this weekend, it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
Somebody said they haven't applied fertilizer all year long, but they want to put some down now. Maybe apologize to their lawn that way. What do you think about just throwing some fertilizer down now, Bob? Haven't done the 4 steps.
If you're only going to fertilize once, the fall is the most important one to put down.
So use the 4th step then in the progress, the balance of nitrogen or whatever?
Yep. Use the one that says it's a winterizer or late season, whatever they name it.
630, give me a short answer to this, Bob. Is it too late to grow grass?
No.
Give me 5 more words.
No, but the window is closing. So the seed will still germinate because the soil temperatures are still in the 50s. And if you water it, it will germinate.
Can I transplant my hydrangea at this time?
This is the time of year to do all your transplants, yes.
Kevin is on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hey, Kevin, what can we do for you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I had heard you say the other day, Bob, maybe it was last week, about instead of aerating a product that you could put down, which I did look it up. I believe, is it C20 that you're talking about, soil builder? Would that be the product?
Yes, and somebody else followed up with that because they actually bought some from the same place I buy it from.
Okay, so that was me.
I got a thank you note from them.
Yes, I called about that, so I am going to pick it up tomorrow. My question for you is, when can I put it down, and how much do I put down?
You can put it down now, and I believe the application rate is 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of turf.
Okay, very good. And do you, one more question.
There's directions on the bag.
Yeah, okay, just like fertilizer, which I do myself, so that'll be no problem. Is there anywhere far south you know that they would sell that stuff? I'm way on the south side. I'm going to go pick it up Saturday morning, but I was just curious if anybody else carried that out south, south suburbs.
I don't know. I'm up north, I'm getting
yeah,
the same
I know.
Place you are.
Okay, very good. Thanks for all your help, and you're very knowledgeable, and we appreciate listening to you. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Kevin.
Thank you.
By the way, I think Bob would have been happy to have done that job for you for a fee, but it was nice of you to share that information with him, Bob. Let's see.
You're welcome.
Jeff, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Jeff?
Hi, Bob. I reseeded a portion of my lawn 3 weeks ago, and it sprouted and growing nicely. And there is, you know, a chance of frost actually next week in my area. And I want to know, can I protect the grass from a frost by watering and then laying a tarp over overnight? And any other suggestions or advice you'd have?
You can. That's not going to hurt anything, but then get that tarp off of it in the morning. Don't let it sit the whole day there, because then it's just going to ferment underneath there.
Thank you.
What about putting some straw or hay or whatever that is, Bob? Just sprinkle that on there. Would that be a little bit of a blanket?
That'll absolutely be a blanket. That's not a bad idea either.
May is on line 3. You're on WGN. May, what can we do for you?
Thank you for taking my call. I hope I don't mess up things. I have a corn plant, 7 feet tall at least, but at the base of it, it has developed a fungus has developed, and I need to know if you could recommend a fungicide or a homemade solution that I could use.
What kind of plant is it, May?
A corn plant.
A corn plant? You've got a corn stalk, like a corn plant?
No, this is a house plant.
House plant.
I know you were talking outdoor stuff. He's answered a few of my lawn questions and plant questions, but I'm on my way to Virginia, and I don't want to leave with this fungus at the bottom of my plant.
Bobby, any
thoughts?
Can you
help me?
I would probably defer the answer to that to a florist, because it's an indoor plant, and okay. I'll guarantee there's going to be some sort of spray or something that they'll suggest to put on there.
May, did you do that? Did you call the flower shop in town or one of those florist places?
Okay, I'll do that.
Try that, and I'll bet I've seen this stuff there. They've got a little spritz bottle or something like that. See
okay,
if that
I'm
helps.
Desperate.
Well, hang in
Thank
there,
man. Thank you
mate.
So very much.
Okay, good luck to you. Bob, I guess it's not a corn plant like a corn on the cob plant?
I got confused there as well. I have no idea what an indoor corn plant is.
I guess you could have a corn plant and say, look at that, it's some corn. But that doesn't seem like the thing folks normally do. Maybe Carol will be our last question. Carol, what can we do for you?
Yes, I have a vole or mold in my backyard, and it's just tearing my whole lawn up. Yeah. Now, we had two companies out, and they are no help whatsoever. Do you know how to get rid of these?
I would say the best way to stop voles and stuff is get those bait traps, which exterminators can put out there. I think you might be able to buy those at a hardware store, too. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of bait traps, but I've heard that they do work. But then you got to deal with the carcass that's inside of it when they go in there and die.
Do you put those in the lawn or under the ground, like in one of their tunnels or holes?
Usually you put it by their where they travel, and which is, you know, it's either along foundations. They usually stay closer to the house, except in the winter. Then they start burrowing under the snow, and then because they're kind of lost. They don't know, so they stay under the snow, and they make their tunnels under the snow.
You're suggesting, though, that rather than calling a landscape guy, you call the kind of guy you would call for rats and things like that, an exterminator, and tell them to take care of it.
Right, because most things in your landscape that you're going to find for stuff like that is going to be a deterrent more then so it's just going to be an odor-based thing. It's a scent. But if you really want to eradicate them and get rid of them, then you have to call an exterminator for that.
Bob, it's always nice to talk to you. As long as the weather's good, we want to keep you on. Will you join us next week?
I'll be there, John. Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Have a great week.
You too, sir.